This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. 5 minutes in which we shall spend studying the book of Job in the Old Testament and the wonderful lessons that it has for us who now live on God's great and wonderful earth. We've been pointing out some of the lessons that we learn from the book of Job. For instance, we have learned, first of all, that some men do serve God for nothing. That is, some men will be faithful even in the face of having lost everything, of the usual props upon which human beings lean. Secondly, we can learn that suffering may be a mystery of God's providence. Third, we have already studied that suffering may be a test of reality. And fourth, we have been studying that it is possible to continue in faith even after all props upon which human beings ordinarily lean have been broken and swept away. And fifth, we have noted that the proper reaction to suffering is to trust God even when one does not know the answer to every question which he, that is, the suffering person, can ask. And now sixth, we have been studying, didn't quite finish that point, there are some limits to man's legitimate questioning of the creative activity of God. Let every man, as we study this particular point and continue with where we left off last time, therefore study God's Word to learn all that he can of what God has revealed in that Word, but let every man also realize that he cannot legitimately question God's creative activity. That is, the fact that God brought the world into being from nothing, and that God created man. God created the world and man, knowing that some men will be saved forever, while others will be lost forever. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, Matthew chapter 25, verse 46. This, of course, is a fundamental lesson from the book of Job for men living today. Job admitted this lesson near the end of the book. That is, you look in Job chapter 42, verses 1 to 6. God emphasized this truth in his series of rhetorical questions, that is, questions which suggested their own answer to Job. And I'd like to urge you to take your own Bible, just jot this down and read it later. Job chapter 38, beginning with verse 1, reading on through the 6th verse of verse 42. Of course, I want you to read the entire book of Job, but I do want you especially to read that passage in connection with the point that I just made. Now, a seventh great lesson that we learn, from the book of Job for those of us who are living today. And that is that a just God can allow a righteous man to suffer intensely. I know this is one of the most intriguing and perhaps most perplexing problems that human beings face. I have often had parents who have lost a little child in death to say to me, "How is it that God, being the loving, perfect God that he is, and we trying to serve God, that he has let us lose our child in this way?" Or a man saying, "How is it that God is allowing my wife to suffer so intensely from cancer when she is a good woman and trying to live the Christian life?" Now, the truth that God can allow a righteous man to suffer intensely and still be the perfect loving God was actually denied by Job's 3 friends, you recall, who came and discussed the matter with him. But Job argued to uphold it in his dispute with those friends. That's in the 4th chapter, beginning with verse 1, going on through the 40th verse of chapter 31. God can allow this and be perfect in his justice for a number of reasons. Among these reasons are the following. First, pain and suffering are not intrinsically evil. That is, pain is not within and of itself evil. It can be instrumentally evil in that it may lead one to violate the will of God and thus be lost. And second, God intends that will be of great benefit to man. That is, God intends for us to benefit from our suffering. But our time is gone for today. I do want you to know that I'm so glad you've been with us and that you'll be with us next time. Until then, may God bless and keep you, is our sincere prayer.